Here is a new hikmah from Allah, the Hakim. September 15, 2018. The Arabic Quran contains lessons for the seekers, and it does reveal to each one of those pure-hearted ones, little by little. As you know, in Surah 18 the Cave, we read about those two guys, who were going to harvest their crops. One of them had two gardens of grapes and palm trees, with a stream going through those gardens. One day, when they were going to harvest the crops belonged to the guy with more money and children, he bragged about his wealth, and children, to his friend, and said, that, he even gets more respect from the people. Somehow, people have more respect for those who have money, than the poor people. Illiterate human beings, what can you do? The rich man thought that his wealth, children and respect from the people, would never end. Here is the part that arrogant people wrong their souls. The rich guy was denying the hour of the hereafter, and he said, if I go back to my Lord, I would find even better than this. Then, his friend told him that, are you disbelieving in Allah, who created you from dust? Then from a tiny drop? Then perfected you into a man? His friend, who was a poor man, said, I worship Allah alone. And because he was a submitter to Allah, he said to him, that when you entered your garden, you should have said, Mashallah, La, Gaf, Waitah, Elah, Bellah. No one possesses any power, except Allah. The rich man was thinking like other arrogant people, that, they are the ones, who could get rich, because of their own smartness. And they never think that Allah placed them in a position and a direction, so Allah could drop on them wealth. Yet, their last assumption is, that they say, we were at the right place, and at the right time. That was how we could achieve our wealth, just like that guy, Garun, in the kingdom of Pharaoh. Now, here are the verses from the Quran. And cite the example of the two men. We provided for one of them two gardens of grapes surrounded by palm trees, while between the two were crops. 18:32, the two gardens always produced their provisions, and he never suffered the least injustice. And we caused a stream to flow in their midst. 18:33. Once, after harvesting, he boastfully told his friend, I am far more prosperous than you, and I command more respect from the people. 18:34. When he entered his garden, he wronged his soul by saying, I do not think that this will ever end. 18:35. Moreover, I think this is it, I do not think that the hour will ever come to pass. Even if I am returned to my Lord, I will possess an even better one over there. 18:36. His friend said to him, as he debated with him, have you disbelieved in the one who created you from dust, then from a tiny drop, then perfected you into a man? 18:37. As for me, Allah is my Lord, and I will never set up any other Lord besides my Lord. 18:38. When you entered your garden, you should have said, this is what Allah has given me. Mashallah. No one possesses power except Allah. La, Gaf, Waitah, Elah. Bellah. The poor man said, you may see that I possess less money and less children than you. 18:39. Now here is the good part. He said, my Lord may grant me better than your garden. He may send a reckoning from the sky that wipes out your garden, leaving it completely barren. 18:40. What is it that would be better than those rich man's gardens, children, and the respects which he was getting from people? Could it be three gardens? Or four gardens? How many more children? 10 or 19 more children? Yet Allah says, money and children are just seductions, deceiving, and it is just for fooling you. 8:25. Remember, we are here only to make Allah happy, and no one else. Therefore, you want respect and honor from Allah, and not from these flimsy human beings. As we read in 35:10. Then to Allah belongs all honor and dignity. and the only thing better for a submitter to Allah alone is more knowledge in Allah's system and hikmah. These are the only eternal knowledge that one could ask from Allah. That is all you need, which is in your heart and soul, and your record is hanging on your neck. Now in USA right now, the Hurricane Florence is pounding around so-called Bible Belt area. Allah is simply forcing those idol-worshipping and unappreciative people leave their homes and belongings, by his angels, the drivers of the wind. 51:1, these are the people who thought that they are in full control of their life. These are those who did not pray every day in order to thank our Creator, for providing them with jobs, provisions, roof over their heads, health, and protections and so on. And they did not pay 10% charities to their needy relatives, fatherless children, homeless and poor people, and they did not follow other laws of the earth. Especially those who are worshipping a dead man named Jesus, whose name is not even mentioned in the Bible in Aramaic language. As you see, making these disasters are so easy for the Almighty Creator, in order to warn those unappreciative people, yet these people never get any lessons and they have no idea why they are suffering from these disasters. Although they have been suffering from disasters like more than 1,000 tornadoes every single year, plus fires, floods, and hurricanes, these are the ones who would never find out where they came from, why they are here, and where they are going after here. They leave this world as the losers, and they wasted a whole senseless life. You must know that, as the angels of Allah gather the clouds and drive them to the certain land, by the will of Allah, the same way Allah gathers those certain people in that Bible Belt area, in order to bring down on them disasters at a certain time. These people are gathering their money, credit cards, jewelries, pictures, some clothing, identifications, so they can run away with. But they have to leave their houses, which took them years to build, and they have been living in those houses all their life. Yet, nothing happens to a man of the Almighty Allah, and if he had to leave, he does not need to take anything with himself, because all that he needs is in his heart and soul, and that is his guidance, hikmah, and knowledge. Allah guarantees shelter and food for his servants, and he never leaves his followers empty-handed, and he always gives them victory over those wicked people. But just look at these people, their normal life turned upside down in a day. Although Allah blessed them with knowledge these days, so they could see and detect the hurricane warnings even few days before hitting them. Thank Allah, who has been blessing his servants with security, protection, shelter, provisions, and tranquility. Thank Allah for his unending hikmah. Yet, nothing happens to a man of the Almighty Allah, and if he had to leave, he does not need to take anything with himself, because all that he needs is in his heart and soul, and that is his guidance, hikmah, and knowledge. Allah grantees shelter and food for his servants, and he never leaves his followers empty-handed, and he always gives them victory over those wicked people. But just look at these people, their normal life turned upside down in a day. Yet Allah blessed them with knowledge these days, so they could see and detect the hurricane warnings even few days before hitting them. Thank Allah, who has been blessing his servants with security, protection, shelter, provisions, and tranquility. Thank Allah for his unending hikmah.